Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're joined now by one of the most recent signings at Pella Christian High School, signing his national letter of intent to play baseball at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Corbin Westerkamp. Corbin, thanks for joining us and going to continue your baseball and academic careers there at Cornerstone University. And first off, what about the school was, you know, the big draw for you? What made them an appealing place to continue both those academics and athletic careers there?
Yeah, so obviously it's probably not a very widely known college, but for me personally, just being there, the feeling that I got from being there compared to the other colleges I had visited was definitely something that stuck out to me. And then also just the baseball program, the coaches, the players I got to meet, they all seemed very genuine people. And they stress the importance of the family aspect of the baseball team, which is something I really value, and it's something I really look for in teams, is because I really value that. And then also the combination of my degree being hard to find. I want to study music production in college, so finding a college with all three of those, as well as being relatively small and preferably Christian, was kind of a challenge. So it kind of seemed like a diamond in the rough just waiting to be found.
Yeah, and so you talked about the combination of finding those things, and obviously, you know, fantastic on the baseball diamond, fantastic academically. And I want to dive in on this major that you want to focus on, music production, and talk a little bit about what music production is for those who may not know, and what you're hoping to do with music production once you finish at Cornerstone University.
Yeah, so music production basically is a creation of music digitally on a software, usually on a computer, but it utilizes mostly electronic and synthesized sounds, so it's not a whole lot of acoustic instruments, although those can be like recorded, but it's basically the creation of music. I like to make what I call beats. So it's basically the instrumental part of what a song would be. And then I imagine what kind of singers or rappers I would see on those beats, and kind of just play around with it. Like, it's obviously a hobby right now, but it's something I enjoy enough that I would like to make it into a career, and pursue just being in the music industry and see where it can take me. So
yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. And so, you know, looking at it next year, when you go to Cornerstone University, doing that on top of playing baseball and working on that time management, you know, aspect of it, looking at how you go about managing doing both, how do you kind of see that working out for you to be able to play baseball and do that and do those both at very high levels, you know, while also maintaining a lot of the other fun things around you?
That's a good question. I talked to the coaches about it, and they said that the degree would be comparable with playing baseball. It wasn't going to be like too much. I would have to be responsible with my time, obviously, but that just goes with anything, really. But they said it was very doable, and so did the professor of the degree I wanted. He said, I've had players come through this same program and do this exact same thing that you want to do, and they've graduated no problem. So that gave me a lot of hope and confidence. But yeah, just being responsible, staying on top of my schoolwork will make it way easier. So
absolutely, that's super cool to hear. And looking at the upcoming season for you guys with the Eagles, I know that not everything is set in stone for this upcoming season yet for the Eagles baseball program, but you know, personally for you on the diamond, going to be one of the leaders returning for this squad that, you know, has made a couple of runs here as of late when it comes postseason time. And, you know, hopefully looking to at least get back to that point and, you know, likely more, hopefully, to get to state. How do you go about leading the squad this year to try to see that record and see the team reach those heights that I'm sure you would like to reach?
Yeah, obviously we want to make it to state. That's just the end goal. Going to state for baseball would be my dream come true in high school. But I'd say we just got to keep building off of what we built off last year. We kept making strides in these past couple of years, I feel like personally we grew as a team and as a program, more support grew. And if all the people who I think are going to go out this year, we'll have a lot of returning experience. And I feel like just that and the people that I know who will be going out will be good role models for the younger, the underclassmen who will need some of them to step up. So, yeah, with that combination, who knows what could happen. I think there could be great things. So,
absolutely. Corbin, congrats on signing with Cornerstone and best of luck on your upcoming senior baseball season. Looking forward to seeing how those go for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Corbin Wester, Camp Recent National Letter of Intent signee with Cornerstone University here on the Radio Sports page.